This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, our mothership, flagship affiliate, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO booming to the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson or on the iHeartMedia app, however you're listening. We thank you for that very much. Appreciate it. Another hour of What's on Your Mind, straight ahead, and some news affecting all of us out of Washington, D.C., and specifically the White House. John Roberts from Fox News is right outside the Oval Office and has a little bit of news about what's happening at this hour related to news we broke earlier this morning. President Trump set to sign executive orders advancing the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines. What's happening with that? Let's listen in on this.
The Keystone project will go forward. Our chief White House correspondent, John Roberts, joins us more with this. John?
Jenna, good morning to you. The press pool has just gone into the Oval Office where the president is expected to sign it. I'm not sure if it's going to be two separate executive orders or one combining the two. It really kind of takes them out of mothballs more than anything, Keystone XL and the Dakota Access Pipeline. Both were put into mothballs by President Obama last year. This can't greenlight the process because TransCanada, which would build the Keystone Pipeline, doesn't even have a permit application before the American government. So it just kind of restarts that process and already drawing fire from a lot of environmental groups, native groups who are fighting against these pipelines. But President Trump has said he believes that this is a part of America's energy future. It will create a lot of jobs in the interim, but also create a lot of jobs in the long term. So he wants to make it a central part of his energy policy going forward. A short time ago, we heard the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, invite the president up to Congress to address a joint session of Congress. That is scheduled for February.
Well, I'm getting into some other news there, but as you heard, there is literally at this moment in the Oval Office, the president signing this along with some pool reporters that'll see it. Sometimes make some comments about that. When we actually get the executive orders, we will read those to you. I hope that happens yet this hour. And then we are efforting an interview with Congressman Cramer, who predicted all this last week on the program when he told us on Thursday that there would be action early this week, as in now, on this particular issue. So. But obviously, what exactly it says will tell us a lot about, the situation on the ground, because I've been led to believe that it will direct the agencies to revisit these. As you heard on Dakota Access, that's one thing. There was a permit that was denied. You could easily undo that. On the Keystone XL, it's a little more complicated because there's not actually a permit application before them right now. So that one might take more time. But one we're all concerned about is obviously the Dakota Access Pipeline, mainly because there's a little bit of work remaining left to be done, and there is, epicenter, really, of all this lawless eco-terrorist activity that's taken place down there that has largely been policed by local law enforcement, North Dakota Highway Patrol, and National Guard folks in a, more of a check force, a checkpoint kind of a force than anything, assisting law enforcement in the efforts. And there have been requests, repeated requests for federal help that have gone unanswered. Be interesting to see what happens as a result of all this, but certainly making progress, and it's great to see. So we'll keep you posted as soon as we know more as we go throughout the program. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Chris Berg will be here in just a little bit from Point of View. We'll toss around some hot issues of the day, including this. And also Mark Wagner will be back to talk with us about passing on assets. We've been doing a series of these in the new year, and I think this is the last one that we're doing with Mark, where we're getting some information about, what people can get in the way of a better way going forward when you are trying to pass on your assets and working with family members. So Mark's been a great resource, and you've responded to this really well. It's been fun to get you some information on that front, and we look forward to continuing the conversation coming up in a little bit. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. My biggest concern right now is that we find a way, and I believe this will come from a show of force. So if you match the current force on the ground that we've had from local law enforcement in this compact, largely led by the Morton County Sheriff's Office, the North Dakota Highway Patrol, the North Dakota National Guard, if you have a matching force on the federal level, that you'll be able to keep the peace and do this differently this time. Hindsight's 20/20. I realize we could spend weeks saying, wish we'd have done this, wish we'd have done that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't do any good. How we do it going forward is most important. And really, for the federal government to do what they should have done all along, and that is provide for the law enforcement officials to police the mess they created, because the feds created this by allowing encampment on federal land in the first place, and how they have disregarded a judge in the court and politicized this and all that. So the feds really, they own this. So now is a perfect time to match the local force with the federal force and keep the peace. Get this project drilled done, the boring done. I don't know how long it takes. I guess that's the next question. I don't think it's months and months. I think it's, plural weeks, but not months. But maybe, maybe 8 weeks, maybe 12. I forget. I think we've been told at some point how long it'll take. Congressman Kramer might have more of those answers, too. But that's my hope at this point, because I don't want local law enforcement, Highway Patrol and others to go through what they've gone through before and dealing with all of the lawlessness in this whole thing. So let's hope that happens. Your take and comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Text us, too, at 701-226-8503. A couple off-air calls. Go ahead and roll those, Todd, then I'll go to Todd in Jamestown here. And your text, welcome to here again.
Hey, good morning. I was reading on the internet where the U.S. Parks and Recreation is going to have a big undertaking of construction this year in South Dakota. They're going to put Trump up there with the rest of them on Mount Rushmore. That's what I heard here and all. Have a good day.
I have to say, my private property is my private property. If you want to come onto my property, you ask permission to come onto my property. I don't care if it's posted or not. If you come on my land and I didn't invite you onto it, you're trespassing. Stay out. Even if it's not posted, stay out. And any hunter should know that just to keep landowners happy and be able to keep hunting, even if the land isn't posted, call the guy that owns it so he knows that somebody's out there. I mean, who knows what's going on that property? And if you're on there without my permission and you step in a bathroom and break your leg, guess what? I'm liable for it. So stay the heck off of my property.
Message received. Thank you for the call. Todd, Jamestown, you're next at 800-228-0550.
Yeah, I want to call about that, what that gentleman just said. I'm on the other side of the fence. Number one, the law says you have to post your land every 880 yards, and if it's fenced, just at the gate. That's not that difficult, sir. Just do it and sign your name. Second of all, and I want to say to you landowners, if you're getting a tax subsidy from me, and then you turn around and post your land and then lease your land to an outfitter, that's just garbage. Don't take my tax money then, rancher. Don't get your subsidy. Put your hand back in your pocket and get it out of my pocket. It's not that hard to post your land. 880 yards, put a sign up. You're done.
Appreciate the call, Todd. I side with private property rights every single time. And I don't think what you're talking about here is asking too much. I really don't. So, texter says, I totally agree with the last caller. It's expensive and time-consuming to post your land. You have thousands of acres. So a lot of different opinions on this. Appreciate all the calls. Thanks. Let's see here. What else do we have in the way of comments? Headed east down Highway 2, east of Devil's Lake, and in 5 miles, I passed 20 or more police and fire vehicles. There's a steady stream headed west. These guys, especially the family of the fallen, have been weighing heavy on my heart. My heart hurts today. I also witnessed the escort of the body to Grand Forks, and it made me want to stop driving and just get out to acknowledge what was happening. Good for you. And I share that with you. My heart is hurting today as well, and heavy. I'm thinking about that little boy. I think he's 3 years old, son of this fallen deputy, who sees the squad car pull up, unbeknownst to any of them, to tell his mother that his father had died at the hands of this incident. And he sees the squad car and says, "Daddy's home! Daddy's home!" And Daddy will never be home again. So it's impossible not to have that weigh heavy on your heart. So I'm with you completely. And thank you for texting and maybe encouraging some others to think a little bit about today, too, whether they're in the area and actually seeing some of the activity related to the funeral that is happening today or wherever they might be to deal with this as well. More of your calls. Chris Berg will be here in a moment. We'll get him to weigh in on the news of the day. What now on Dakota Access Pipeline after the president's signature today and more coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Ransom, Sargent, Nelson, Seal, Griggs, Walsh, Pembina, Cavalier, and many southwestern North Dakota counties in early 2017. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nominations and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
For a secure energy future is an entity I would highly suggest you bookmark at a minimum and check out regularly, but join the efforts because it's all about affordable, reliable energy. Two very important components to jobs, really to our livelihoods and in our day-to-day lives here in North Dakota. Not to mention you have a lot of folks in this industry that are neighbors of ours that have, you know, really been threatened. Their jobs have been threatened. Their industry has been threatened for much of the last number of years. And you have a clean power plant right now that's in the courts that ultimately could skyrocket your rates, make energy less reliable. That's something to engage in, defend against, and let your voice be heard on. So do it. It's SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Point of View with Chris Berg is something you can watch 6:30 on KX4 in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, and 10:30 each evening on West Dakota Fox every weeknight out in western North Dakota. Chris joins us now to talk a little bit about the news of the day. President Trump, moments ago, signing executive orders related to Dakota Access Pipeline and also the Keystone XL Pipeline. Don't have them yet. Don't have the language. Trying to get them in front of us so we can find out exactly the details. But are you surprised it happened this quick, Chris?
You know, I'm not, and you've got to love the way he did this. I'm sure you saw yesterday the press conference he had with the union leaders, some of them walking out and saying, this meeting was incredible. He said to them, we're going to get your people back to work. And by the way, I think I read or heard yesterday that for many of the leaders there, only three of them had ever been in the Oval Office over the past 8 years. I think it tells you the kind of bridges that Donald Trump is building. So to do that today, I think only sort of reinforces what he told these people yesterday in the room. And America, here we go.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's hard to put into words, look, when there's a new administration, you anticipate changes. You anticipate they're going to do things that they brought up in the campaign. But I haven't been around forever, but I don't recall a pace like this. It seems as though you have, for the first time in a long time, someone that has never been in elected office until they're president of the United States, okay? First time in modern times. And now you have that person taking the modus operandi of a private sector CEO right into that Oval Office, say, we got a job to do. And I'm just blown away at the pace that they're taking on. There's not a message of the day. There's a message of the hour, for crying out loud.
I mean, Scott, he's done more for labor in the past, what has it been? I mean, now is it 27 hours, maybe? He's been, his first day of work officially was yesterday for labor in the last day and a half than happened over the last at least 12 to 8 months with President Barack Obama. I mean, it is stunning to watch. And I gotta share this with you, is that right now, I believe that the Democrats are freaking out. And here's what I mean. There was a thing last night on C-SPAN where they had the DNC people that are running for that chairmanship at some event. And the main talking points coming out of there was more identity politics. I say to them, hey, keep talking identity politics. It's a winning strategy while we go out there and talk to middle America.
Yeah, I completely agree. I even thought about that. I was irritated about some of the protests and the things that I saw happen related to the Trump, inaugural and the Women's March. And then the more I think about it, who's attracted to that? All right, who says, that's the side I want to be on? Yeah, let me put one of those hats on. I'm going to put one of those funny costumes on. I'm going to swear at some people. Yeah, let me break a window, right? I mean, if you're attracted to that, you are a fringe element of the, and it's sort of like the Dakota Access, folks, these professional protesters and the things that they did and the disregard they showed for law enforcement. Who's attracted to that? To me, that's, I think most reasonable people that don't engage in politics for a way of life and of living, take a step back and go, man, I'm alive. I don't want to be part of that. I think it actually ultimately helps the Trump administration and, they're resetting. As you say, that you've got union leaders in there. You've got, auto folks in there. You've got quite a coalition building. So if I'm Democrats and I'm some of these protest groups, I'm worried. Be my take.
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's no doubt that he is laying the groundwork, following through with what he said he's going to do. And I think what's going to be fascinating, again, is this is just day two. Where are we going to be 100 days from now, a year from now, with some of the things he's looking to do? And we're going to talk about that tonight. Kevin Cramer is going to join me. We'll visit about, obviously, the decision today with the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone. But also, as you know, there's a leadership event coming up this weekend. Congressman Kramer's done an outstanding job positioning himself within the leadership. So, hey, what's the bigger picture here, and what else is coming down the pipeline that we're going to go, okay, you know, let's make America great again? And one of the things I'm excited to share with your audience, I just found this out literally minutes ago, so we're going to have Congressman Kevin Cramer in our first block tonight, and then right after him, he's on his way back from D.C., I believe, right now or somewhere, but Standing Rock Chairman Dave Archambault is going to join us live in the Bismarck studio, so you're going to get his take on this decision today and what that means for the protests and their No DAPL movement, so it should be an outstanding show.
Boy, will it ever, because this is going to be very interesting. His language, his messaging has really pivoted the last 30 days here. And so it's, you know, he's dissuading people from being at the protest site. He's saying that's not the spot now. So now that you have this news, and no doubt whenever ultimately these projects are reauthorized, construction beginning, it'll be very interesting to see what he's going to say about that. So that will be very interesting. So Congressman Kevin Cramer and then Chairman Dave Archambault tonight on Point of View with Chris Brigham. Watch it at 6:30 on KX4 in Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota, 10:30 on West Dakota Fox for Western North Dakota. About a minute left. Anything else? What do you anticipate on that front? I mean, you know, the messaging from Chairman Archambault is one thing, but in my mind, he's sort of lost control because he's been asking the protesters to leave for a long time. The council themselves did this weekend, and you've got these professional protesters who are going nowhere. You know, right? They're not about to leave. So what do you see happening on site?
I don't know what Chairman Archambault is going to do. Clearly, he's going to reposition himself to try to get something out of the situation, right? But I think he's realizing that, hey, there's been a big challenge now with tribal relations and state relations. I think Governor Burgum's done an outstanding job reaching out to the chairman, speaking out to the tribal nation, say, look, guys, you know, at the end of the day, you're still here. We need to work together. And I'm, you know, I don't know how he's going to reposition this, but I think he sees the writing on the wall that the eco-terrorists just don't have the clout right now.
So it's a recognition of, all right, I can say all this, but it's not going to get me anywhere. He's coming to his senses just based on the realities he's in front of him.
I got to believe that, don't you? I mean, I don't know what the other move is at this point.
Well, I think that's why his rhetoric has changed.
I do too.
Yeah, over the last...
Let's be honest. What did everybody think on November 7th? I mean, everybody at that camp, in their heart of hearts, believed Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. They thought, hey, we're doing the right thing here. This is a movement. This is going to continue. We got a chance. And all of a sudden, everything flips on its head, and Donald Trump's the president of the United States.
And then their push was to try and get an environmental impact statement started, which they did. But, of course, that was all politics. So that's what the Trump administration is about to undo. Fascinating. Watch Chris Berg tonight. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Media. You can always count on them, right? AP, breaking news. Trump signs executive actions to advance the construction of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access oil pipelines. Hey, AP, we've known that since last night. Thank you for that breaking news. I guess it's news that he actually put his pen on the paper. Otherwise, and I don't have details on what it means to advance the construction of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access oil pipelines. My understanding of what the language is to say agencies revisit this and obviously greenlighting them to then dig into it and make the changes and advance it. I don't think it's going to come in. For instance, Dakota Access, go. You're done. It may. I don't know. But that was what we were led to believe anyway. So AP says it's officially signed them. We haven't received the actual language yet. We're still trying to get that. We have a call into Congressman Kevin Cramer. He might have even been there. Probably got handed one of the pens since he's been on this case since day one and got commitments out of the administration. So we'll let you know when we know more here on What's on Your Mind. Okay? We're on it. So I want to talk with farmers for a moment here who've seen low crop prices and are thinking, you know what, that's tough enough. I can't have the family also afford to have the wrong farm and ranch policy out there or the wrong plan to pass on my assets. Troubled times out there right now, challenging times. That's where Mark Wagner at North Dakota State Services comes in. He works with farm and ranch families to protect your livelihood. He's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to estate closure and death settlements with families. There really is no reason why your family has to experience that bad and that ugly with estate settlements. And what's the bad and the ugly? That's family arguments and unnecessary taxes and additional attorney fees and probate court, not to mention needing to spend down your assets to qualify for Medicaid. That's just a sad story. You can call or text Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908, to set up a free review to find out how you can protect, preserve, and pass on your assets with Mark Wagner. NDEstateServices.com. And Mark is here. We've had a series of conversations to start the new year. And Mark is back to answer a couple of questions that you've brought us since this conversation began. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Scott. I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, what I like to to talk about the first time that I meet a client or somebody who is perhaps even interested in what I have to say. I like to say some of the same things, not only the first time, but the second time, the third review, and on the 10th year. So number one, Mark understands what you want. And if you ask, a lot of times people ask me, Mark, what do I need? Well, I can't tell you what you need, Scott, till I find out what you want. And if you ask enough people what you want, guess what? You're eventually going to get what you need, okay?
So you keep asking until you feel comfortable to have the answer.
Yeah.
What do you need? What are you trying to accomplish?
What's your goals? What's your objective? And when we find that, we can go ahead tentatively see what's going on a little bit.
And most people want to provide for their family, pass on their assets, right? Not give it to Uncle Sam. They want to do it right, correct?
You're absolutely right. So, but before I really kind of dive into anything here, Scott, I have a couple disclaimers that I always like not only to tell you and also let your listeners hear, but also I tell my clients.
You're not an attorney.
Mark is, and
see, I remember this.
And guess what, Scott? I don't pretend to be one either.
I always tell you not to apologize for that as well. But it's okay. I understand.
Right,
you're full disclosure here. You're not an attorney, and you suggest folks get one and deal with that side of it.
If we're sitting down with you, even though I look at between maybe 150 and probably 200 revocable living trusts per year, if there is legal questions there, I have an attorney that I work with that is not a general practitioner that specializes in estate planning, and he's available for consultation, very available. We can call him up and you can ask him questions. We're right on the phone. I've done that several different times. I don't put that in my hands. That's not where I'm specialized in,
sure.
I guess.
Yep.
But the other thing, I'm not specialized. I'm not a CPA either. Even though I do tax-free and tax-deferred plans, that also means for investments and insurance, that sort of thing. That's what I'm licensed to practice in. That's where I practice in. However, how this all fits together for the family, for the farm, for the individual who has a few dollars, this is what I say. When you die, Scott, and we all are going to die someday, you're going to have two papers in your hands. You're either going to have a revocable living trust, okay, or you're going to have a last will and testament. And if you don't have a last will and testament, that is completely fine. You have made the ultimate decision to let a judge who does not know you and attorneys who do not know your family to give you a will. That's called dying intestate.
So when I want to pass on my assets, now I've given somebody else control over deciding who, what, why, when, where, and I've got a bit of a mess on my hands.
And if your estate, if you have a tangible property, okay, when you die by state statute, it will be probated unless it is listed in another third-party entity that you can set up for your family, and that is a revocable living trust. Okay.
Right. So this is the vehicle to pass on your assets.
Exactly.
Now, I want to ask you something. Last time you were here, somebody called and said, does Mark sell insurance?
Yes, good question. Yes. When it comes to your estate, you're going to have assets that you're going to want to, number one, pass on to the kids, but you're going to want to pass them on in the most efficient, tax-favored status. And oftentimes that is with life insurance. However, oftentimes you have all these assets and you want to get the most leveraged dollars out of them in case you end up in a care facility. Because if you have money and you got a couple bucks in your account, and you know if you do and you're worth a couple dollars, you'll end up paying your way. And the last thing that I like to see happen to anybody is have to spend all your assets down to do that. And there's different products out there that will leverage that asset to get the most bang for the buck.
But I see you more as a consultant to say, hey, here's some advice.
Right.
Here's some ways you can do this.
Right.
But not as someone that's peddling any particular product.
Right.
Am I correct in
you
that?
You are correct,
okay.
Scott.
Because I think someone was saying, I think you're just basically an insurance salesman trying to sound like you know what you're talking about other stuff.
Right.
You're saying, here's all the different ways in which you can pass on your assets. Preserve, protect,
And pass on
those assets. So that helps me.
Where, Scott, I'm going to interject a little bit here, if I may. Where, I remember about 10 years ago, I did get started with Prudential Financial. Totally loved the company, loved their products, and was working it fine. But, you know, when my clients died, you know what happened? All that work I did for them, all those assets end up going through probate. Okay, and So I did all that work for them, and I'm thinking, you know what? There's got to be a better way when I sit down with clients to talk with them about their assets, their money, and all their different products. And that's what I feel is a foundation of what I do now. And that is, number one, the first time we sit together, we want to, number one, make sure that you are protected, okay? You have the proper liability products in place, because if you are a millionaire, and it doesn't take much to be a millionaire, your chance of getting in a lawsuit is over 5 to 10 times the average person. And I've already seen it happen to some of my clients that were in accidents, and they come back to sue after other dollars. And the second thing...
Then you will need a lawyer.
Then you're going to need an attorney.
Yeah.
Then the second thing that we do is make sure your assets are preserved, because you're going to need to live on those, okay? But the final componentry that we're going to talk about today and try to emphasize a little bit more than the other two is really passing on. And what I mean when passing on the assets, these are really meant to be in front of the people that I refer to as the people in the front row.
People in the front row at your funeral, I assume.
Absolutely. These are the people.
There's your loved ones.
There's your loved ones right there. So statistically, if you go ahead and take a statistic about people, even the millionaires and the billionaires out there, they don't set up trusts to make themselves rich. This is not a scheme to get you rich. This is not a scheme to overload you with insurance. But what this is do is the consensus is that everybody who is out there that has gone through this, they're doing it for one reason, to make it easy on the kids. Make it easy on the kids.
Stay away from the good, the bad, and the ugly. Have everybody in the front row know there's a plan. It's been taken care of. It's been thought out, and there's no need to involve probate courts or any of this, right?
I do have advice for ladies and gentlemen out there that their folks have appointed them as the executor of their estate through a will. You know what that advice is? My advice is to run, run, because you're nothing but, let me ask you, do you like your family liking you?
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
Do you like your family liking you? You want your family, then don't be an executor.
Nobody will be happy, right?
The only power that you have is to be a signer and a gopher. You have.
So that's a common mistake that people make in saying, hey, have one of the kids do this.
Totally. Yeah. You're just setting yourself up for the biggest.
Another listener question. What is the difference between a revocable and irrevocable living trust? You've talked about those terms before. The difference, how are they unique?
Good question, Scott. Let me try to help answer that the best I know how. If something is revocable, what is it then? It can be what? Changed, right? As long as we're in a sound mind and sound body and all of our members are together, we can change it any way that we want. And our wishes will be incontestable, okay? And as long as the assets continue to stay in the trust or funded in the trust, they'll always stay in the family. But the word irrevocability comes into play is really happened a few years ago, where a lot of people will put, and it's really meant to protect assets, so farmers would put all their land in an irrevocable trust. But if you put your assets in an irrevocable trust, number one, you're not the trustee. You name somebody else as a trustee, and anytime you'd want to take assets out of that irrevocable trust, you're going to have to petition the court, you're going to have to petition this, you're going to have to petition that, you're going to have to get an attorney involved, and it is so un-user-friendly, it's just not even funny. So if you do have assets, okay, and you want them protected and preserved so you can then pass them on, setting up an irrevocable trust isn't going to help you any. It is not. It used to be because people wanted to do it to protect it from the nursing home. Well, that's not the case anymore, because these irrevocable trusts are being, the term they call is being pierced, and they'll change the nature of the trust and get the assets anyway. So,
bottom line, there is some great advice here from Mark and his team to protect, preserve, and pass on your assets. So I'm going to give you his number. You can give him a call directly and ask away. Free consultation, 701-318-0908 is the telephone number. That's 318-0908. You can also text that number or call that number for Mark, or go online to ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com. Mark Wagner, you're a good man, and there's darn few of us left. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you to your listeners, too. I appreciate it, Scott. Thank
you. Appreciate it. All right, we do have a little more news on the
You're listening to the program.
President's executive orders on the Dakota Access and also Keystone Pipelines. Details when we come back and reaction from Congressman Kramer and the API.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, we're back in Washington, D.C. Later this week. Who knows? There'll be, how much more action in the first week of the Obama administration. The University of Mary is carrying the banner for the historic annual March for Life. This is the biggest march in Washington that happens every year. It's very poor coverage normally in the media. It'll be interesting, given the coverage of the anti-Trump protest all weekend in the media, to see if they actually cover this protest that has the historic significance and very peaceful, I might add, lawful. It's good, folks. Mostly kids. It's really a neat deal. Anyway, we'll be there to cover it all live on Friday for you on the program. Terry in Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in here for a while. Let's get you in here, Terry, on what's on your mind.
Well, I just wanted to visit a little bit about the Bismarck Tribune. I'm kind of an old guy. I've been getting the Tribune for a lot of my life, and I've noticed over the last few years the quality has simply gone downhill. The newsworthiness of paper, the non-biased part of the paper, or the organizational part of the paper. I know today in today's paper, you can't find words that are certainly of praise for Trump. Everything is, doing a bad job. As far as the newsworthy, shoot, my daughter could use it for a puppy pad. It's so thin today. And the last thing I'd mention is, I don't know if a lot of people don't write letters to the editor, so therefore the newspaper has to have people like Larry Larsen or Erie Thompson or Mike Quinn or Tony Sprinkleton or whatever her name Mike Quinn uses, on a regular basis. After a while you say Trump sucks. That's, people understand. So, just put your name in the paper. Anyway, that's what I had to say. And, somebody wants to comment, fine. You have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks, Terry. I call newspapers, the big networks, legacy media, old media, right? And a dying breed. So much is changing so fast on the social media side. Their business model has been completely disrupted. And there is just an inherent bias in a lot of those newsrooms that they can't overcome. I mean, they just, it's just institutional. And therefore, they're just tired, old, done. And the Bismarck Tribune coverage of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest was pathetic. The truth was nowhere to be found. KFIRE TV, another terrible example. And I believe largely because they hire, very low-dollar talent with not a lot of experience, and it shows in the product. And then there's no adults that are saying, wait a minute, let's be editors here, let's be adults here, let's get a handle on this. And the reputations are then shattered, and biases come through. So it's an old media. That's all there is to it. Here's Congressman Cramer's announcement related to Donald Trump signing the executive orders addressing two crucial energy infrastructure projects that had been obstructed by the Obama administration, the Dakota Access Pipeline and Keystone XL Pipeline. One order directs all federal agencies, including the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, to expedite approval of the easement to complete construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Another order invites the TransCanada Corporation to resubmit its application for the Keystone XL Pipeline and directs the State Department to expedite its review.
These executive orders affirm that President Trump has respect for the rule of law and reaffirm his support for responsible infrastructure development and energy production, energy security, and job creation.
That is actually Congressman Cramer in his own words and his reaction to this. Construction on the 1,172-mile Dakota Access Pipeline halted by the Obama administration in September. They write in their press release, just as a little bit of a historical review here, after its developers had met every legal requirement to complete the project. Now more than 90% complete, the $3.7 billion private project will deliver as many as 570,000 barrels of oil a day from northwestern North Dakota through South Dakota and Iowa to connect existing pipelines in Illinois. President Obama stopped the approval of an easement to cross U.S. Army Corps of Engineers property across the Missouri River at Lake Oahe in Morton County. Since last summer, protesters have illegally occupied federal land in Morton County near the pipeline construction site, damaging equipment, roads, bridges, livestock, and private property. The meddling by the Obama administration in trying to block this legally permitted project has encouraged civil disobedience, threatened the safety of local residents, and placed an onerous financial burden on local law enforcement with no offer of federal reimbursement for these increasing costs, said Congressman Cramer. He has asked the Trump administration to pay for law enforcement costs near the protest site. This is important. Provide federal police to protect construction workers. Here's what he said.
Legally permitted infrastructure projects must be allowed to proceed without threat of improper governmental interference. This conflict deserves a peaceful resolution, and I certainly hope the eco-terrorists and extreme environmentalists leading the protests will not further endanger themselves, certainly Morton County residents, construction workers, and most importantly, law enforcement.
Very important message that ought to come from everyone at every level of power, for sure. He goes on to say in the last session of Congress, he introduced H.R. 3, the Keystone XL Pipeline Act, which passed the House in January of 2015. The Senate version of the bill, S1, passed in both chambers. The bill authorized the construction, connection, operation, and maintenance of the pipeline, deeming the Secretary of State's January 2014 final supplemental environmental impact sufficient to satisfy the requirements of the National Environmental Policy Act of 1969 and all other federal agency consultation or review. President Obama vetoed the legislation the following month on February 24th. Here's what Kramer said about that.
Roz, it did when it was first proposed nearly a decade ago. The Keystone XL holds the promise of new jobs, North American energy security, and as co-chairman of the House Northern Border Caucus, I'm particularly pleased that the Keystone XL pipeline offers the opportunity to do business with
Amen.
A long-time ally.
A new day, folks. See you tomorrow.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Jarlahamma. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? What's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business? You have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.